Philadelphia Inquirer real estate writer Alan Hebbins tried to get a new job recently, but he washed out in the first round. On a cold February morning, Mr. Hebbins went to New York to audition for the role of the next Maytag repairman. Alan Hebbins joins us now from Philadelphia. Mr. Hebbins, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me aboard.
Now, this is Jesse White and Gordon Jump, famously were the Maytag repairmen, the guy who keeps waiting for a call because they never come in, right?
That's absolutely true, yes.
And what, you just decided you could wait for a phone call that never came as well as anyone else?
Initially, I thought I couldn't do the job because I can't deal with enforced lethargy. But Maytag, I guess in January, sent around this PR release saying, would you like to be the Maytag repairman? And no, I couldn't be sedentary for that long, was what I initially thought. And then I said, wait a minute, you know, I'm 56 years old. I've done television. I might think about doing this as a lark to write about. And so I said, why not give it a shot? I had a Friday to kill, so I'd go up.
All right. Give us your best line as Maytag repairman.
Let's see. They ask you a question, you know, what do you feel like? It gives you more time to spend with your family, and you answer, tell me about it. I attended 3 hours of other people's auditions after I did mine, and it's really difficult for a director, a casting director, to get people to say exactly what he wanted them to say. They wanted to do Hamlet's soliloquy instead of respond to that one line, you know, tell me about it, tell me about it. So,
May I ask, are you a method Maytag repairman, or did you?
I am a method Maytag repairman. I wanted to do Robin Williams, and I ended up doing Brando, and so I did Brando is a pizza delivery man.
Brando is a pizza delivery
man? Yeah, right. Phone rings. I get on the phone. I say, yes, I'll be there in 20 minutes. And then all of a sudden I shout, Stella! Double cheese, extra pepperoni. And, okay, that's my best line. Then that's the Brando. But, you know, Brando did look like a washing machine toward the end. So. I thought Robin Williams would have done it.
How did they break the word to you?
They were very nice about it, and they had the two Philadelphians who were in charge of the production email me and tell me. They said I'd do better as the Geico Gecko.
You know, Jennifer Hudson won an Oscar this year, and this is an actor who was not picked for American Idol and yet now has walked off with an Oscar, infinitely more valuable. So I think the fact that you weren't selected to be the Maytag repairman doesn't mean that you can't win an Oscar in a couple of years for the right role.
Oh, wow. Thanks for saying that. I wanted to do Shakespeare. I really did want to do Shakespeare, kind of Good Night, Sweet Prince, and May Angels Take You to Thy Rest. Forget about it. That's a Hamlet and Canarsie.
Well, Mr. Hebbins, nice talking to you.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Alan Hebbins is a real estate writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer, and this is NPR News.